Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Self-Help Show. This is Gina and I'm your host. I would like to give a special shout out to everybody listening from all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. Analytics show that there's over 341 cities in the whole world, which is amazing. So I'm really happy and I'm grateful that, you know, day by day, I'm just sharing this message of self-improvement, self-mastery, emotional intelligence, health, wellness. And everything I share is based off my own experiences, some research, thorough digging of research, and my opinions, you know, and sometimes other people's opinions as well. So okay, another thing, guys, please, after listening, can you leave a 5-star and a review? Just write what you think and how you feel. It can be a sentence, it can be two words, it can be emojis, it can be whatever it is. Please just communicate within the review area. I know for Apple podcasts, it's much easier because there's a section where you can add a rating and then immediately it opens up a box where you can leave a review. Then for Spotify, you have to like leave a 5-star, then it gives you like a section to add a review. Then all of these reviews will come on my end and then I have to approve them. So I will be waiting for those reviews to come through. And thank you to all the 65 people that have rated this show on Spotify. On Apple, still growing, but thank you still, okay? So let's begin. I am closing off the chapter forgiveness. And I would like you to stay right until the end because I've got some gems that I want to drop. So I'm dropping 8 nuggets. These are not chicken nuggets. Okay, these are 8 forgiveness nuggets. So the first one is, forgiveness is a continuous journey. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event because this life we have every single day, you know, you may have people doing stuff to you on a daily basis, especially like, you know, people that work in like busy environments. Maybe your colleague is annoying you and like you have to constantly forgive them and you just have to do it for yourself, you know, like it's a personal journey that shapes who you are and it also evolves as you evolve. So you're not gonna have the same type of forgiveness. It's just gonna keep growing as you also grow. Then nugget number 2 is, forgiveness is an act of strength. Forgiving is choosing peace. Anybody that chooses peace, there's just so much power in that because you're choosing peace over resentment and you are taking control of your emotional well-being. That alone, there's just so much freedom because now you're not gonna allow people have power over your emotional being. You are on top of it, you manage it well and you become free. So you are doing this for you and not for the other person. Then nugget number 2, actually no, that was number 2. Number 3 is, ask yourself what forgiveness has taught you. This is a big one. For me, forgiveness has taught me liberation. It has taught me patience. It has taught me self-love. It has empowered me. It has changed my life because holding on to pain, this is something that I've never said in my podcast, but you guys know my mom committed suicide and for 5 years I was holding on to that grudge and that pain and that anger. Like, how could she do this to us? As much as I had the pain of blaming myself for it happening, I was also angry at her for doing it, and I was stuck in that pain, in that grief for years. And when I forgave myself and I decided to also forgive her, that started this journey of healing for myself. I think 2020, yeah, period of 2020. Also, this podcast started 2021 in June when I realized that, you know, I've been holding on to pain since her death. So this is what forgiveness has taught me. So I want you to think, take some time, think about it. Think about the worst case scenario. What has forgiveness taught you? And if you haven't forgiven yet, this is your green siren blowing up saying, hey, forgive and let go of that pain. Nugget number 4, reflect and release. So take some time. This should have been nugget number 3, because you have to reflect and release, then forgive. However, take some time, reflect on the situation or the people you are struggling to forgive. Sorry. Reflect on those people, reflect on the situation. Try and just look at your part in it, and also look at their part. I'm not saying cover up for what they did, but just see how you feel after you just detach and let go. So reflect first, reflect on what happened, and then release, let it go. Nugget number 5, forgiveness creates space for healing. Like I explained, when I forgave, that's when this whole peaceful cloud emerged and I just started my healing process. So forgiveness isn't only just about reconciliation, it's also releasing yourself from the emotional burden and making room for personal growth. Yeah, like I said, that's what happened to me. And then I started growing, I started healing, I started looking at relationships differently. And it's a constant thing, like day by day, you have to work on it. Nugget number 6, it's not about pretending that everything is okay. Forgiveness is not about deleting. It's not about erasing. It's about looking at the past, accepting it, reflecting on it, and releasing it. It's about choosing peace over pain and deciding to move forward with a lighter heart. All right? So let's just take that as an assignment for this week. Think of all the situations you've been. Think of everything that you're holding on to, all the grudges, whoever that did wrong. Sometimes you may have forgotten, you know, it's crazy. Sometimes you forget, but deep in you, subconsciously, even your emotional state and your nervous system is still holding on to these grudges. So sit down, take some time to think deep. Spend at least 10-15 minutes in a day. Sit down and think about people that have hurt you, and then release them one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one. I did the same thing, and even after I did it, 2-3 weeks, some people started emerging. They were coming up, popping up one by one, one by one. And as time goes, you end up forgiving every single person. Even some people from when you were still a child, you have to forgive all of those people, because holding on to them creates those grudges, and then those grudges become knots within your body and your system, and you just want to let it all go. Nugget number 7 is embrace forgiveness as a way of life. Like I said, it's a continuous practice and it's a powerful tool for growth. It's about letting go of what no longer serves you. So here's a list. Start small. Start with 1 or 2, and then you can carry on with the list, and then you can proceed with doing more every single day. Practice gratitude. This is a good one. Then use affirmations for forgiveness. I shared these ones in previous episodes. Please go and check that out. Then practice mindful meditation, which I said, take a few minutes, sit down. Just call it like a forgiveness meditation. You sit down, you think about every single person that might have hurt you. And then you just reflect on the situation and then release it and then let it go. All right. Now, another one is set boundaries. Again, we are forgiving, but we're not saying the door is open for the pain to come back. We are not saying that. We are saying forgive, but next time, don't allow those things to happen to you again. So we need to set boundaries with compassion. Then another one is seek therapy or coaching. Everybody knows I did almost a year and a half, or even more actually. Look, let's just call it 2 years of therapy, like back to back, nonstop. That is very helpful. So do some therapy. I've been promising we will have some experts on the show. I'm not saying that would be a replacement of your therapy. Still find a therapist that is dedicated to you, that will speak to you directly and who matches your personality, so you communicate well and they hear you and you hear them. Then forgive yourself also. That's another point. Release the expectation of reconciliation. So this is very powerful, because sometimes you forgive the person, and whoever that you're forgiving, that person think you did wrong to them. So it's probably in a situation where they feel like you did something wrong to them, and you feel like they did something wrong to them. So if you decide to forgive, don't have any expectations of reconciliation from the other party. Or even if they did something wrong to them and you want them to ask for forgiveness and ask for apologies, do not expect reconciliation. Like, let it allow it to come. If it comes, let it come. If it doesn't, don't have the expectations. Then daily acts of kindness. These are also good. They will help you in your forgiveness journey. Then last one is let go of grudges gradually. I'm not saying sit down, write all of them, let them go same time. No, it takes time. Some of the things that happen to you pops up over time. We have no control of like specific, like, okay, I'm taking one grudge out one by one. No, you have to take time and allow it all to go. So I have some actionable steps. If you have some notes, or if you can remember, good. Try to identify and release at least one grudge a day. Set a daily forgiveness reminder in case you forget. Write a forgiveness letter to yourself and to whoever you did wrong. Even if you don't send it, you can just keep it, okay? Then let go of one resentment every week. Please, resentment need to go. Resentments needs to disappear to the point that they become extinct. Like, we need to be in a world with generations that don't even know what resentment means, because it became extinct. Like, let go of resentment. Every time you forgive, no matter how small, celebrate it, because it's a win for you. Then try this mirror forgiveness exercise. Stand in front of a mirror, look into your eyes, and say out loud, "I forgive you." Okay, you're not gonna say it like how I'm saying it, but say it in your authentic voice. Say, "I forgive you. I release this pain and I choose peace." Simple as that. Less than 5 seconds. Already you are improving your life. Then focus on the person or the situation you need to forgive and say, "I forgive." Then you put the name, "I release this hurt and I choose to move forward." Okay, awesome. I love those actionable steps. I've used them personally and they've done great wonders. So now the gems that I promised you. This is for people that need science-backed data, okay? So forgiveness improves your mental health. Forgiveness reduces depression, anxiety, and anger by up to 20% after just a few weeks. So if you're suffering from depression, anxiety, or if you have any anger issues, sit down and try to forgive everybody that turned you hard into a rock, that you're so angry all the time. And just do that every single week. I shared actionable steps. You will reduce your anger by 20%. Then forgiveness has some physical benefits. It can lower your cortisol by 50%. We spoke about this in the last episode. It improves your cardiovascular health and it reduces blood pressure. So lower your cortisol levels, lose weight easy, you're less stressed, and you live a better life, a happier life, a lighter life, a free life, a beautiful life. Then social and relationship benefits. So forgiveness strengthens your relationships, it improves trust, empathy, and it reduces conflict. So it can also increase a sense of community. Then empowerment and self-worth. So forgiving others boosts self-worth. It encourages self-care and helps people feel more empowered in their lives. You see, forgive, just forgive and let it go. Like, it's for your own benefit, because whatever that person did, right, if you're holding on to them, so what? Like, how is that gonna affect them? You see, it's affecting you, it's harming you. Then neurological benefits. Forgiveness increases activity in the prefrontal cortex. It improves your emotional regulation and your decision making. Individuals who forgive report a higher level of happiness and life satisfaction. Hello, I'm here. Hi. So just do this. It's gonna help you in the long run. Then the last nugget is forgiveness is for your peace. Ultimately, forgiveness is not about the other person. Like I said, it's about you. It's about choosing you. It's about caring for yourself. It's about deciding to live a better life. And it's about choosing to free yourself from emotional burden. So thank you for tuning in. I am so happy. This forgiveness chapter, though it was so long, it really, I also grew and learned a lot within it. It also helped me forgive some instances and situations that are almost like unforgivable. So as much as I'm walking this journey and with you guys, we're walking side by side, 2x2, 3x3, worldwide, I think it's very important for people to apply this, because then we just all become happier and lighter and less stressed, and we improve ourselves. So if you enjoyed this episode, leave a 5-star, write a review, so somebody who needs to hear this can find this podcast. Thank you once again. I love you and see you soon. Bye. Actually, wait, no. I need to announce the next topic, or should I keep it a secret? See you next week, Tuesday. Bye.